The partial shutdown of the government is affecting federal workers in different ways. For some of the lower-paid employees, the loss or postponement of even a single paycheck can mean real hardship. Helping them make ends meet is the job of the nonprofit Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. The charity is funded by voluntary contributions made throughout the year by government employees. According to the fund's executive director, Steve Bauer, the group will get its next infusion of cash from the combined federal campaign on January 15th. Right now, he says, it has about $100,000 on hand, enough to help for about a week.
Most of our inquiries from employees who are tend to be lower graded, meaning they make anywhere on a gross level from $18,000 to $23,000 a year.
Doing what kinds of jobs?
Things from nursing assistants in VA hospital, food service workers, secretaries, and clerical employees. People who, as a rule, are single parents, two or three children, have child care expenses along with the normal expenses of running a household and barely make ends meet as it is. Receiving half a paycheck or less has been quite a shock to their system, and many times they were already behind on bills, and now they're facing things like utility shutoffs or eviction notices or literally have no food on their table.
Now, what does the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund do?
In this case, what we are doing is providing people either with a grant or, in most cases, a no-interest loan and paying that person's rent or paying their utility bill or giving them food, money, so that they can put something on the table for themselves and their children. It's a temporary bridge. Most employees who get no-interest loans will pay us back via payroll deductions over the course of the year, give them a little time to recover from this financial blow.
Mr. Bauer, does most of this money head toward Washington to the federal workers who are furloughed here in the capital city?
No, in fact, that is not true. Most of our funds have been flowing to California, Texas, the Midwest so far. Although there are 360,000 federal employees in Washington, D.C., there are 1.5 million who are not in the D.C. metro area.
Can you sort of pick a typical story of the people you've dealt with?
I think one of the very first cases we did was maybe a little unusual in the fact that this employee was already home recuperating from bypass surgery. She is a single parent with six children, ages 8 months to 16 years old. Because of expenses related to her surgery and her illness, they were already a little bit behind on their bills. And she had been receiving sick leave from her agency. Without an appropriation, they can't pay employees even for vacation or sick time. So all of a sudden, she got a half a paycheck. They already were facing a utility shutoff notice. Their lights were going to be cut off on January 5th. So we've made a payment on her electric bill and also provided her with food money. So they will have food on their table this week.
I know that most federal workers expected this to be over by the first of the year. I wonder if people had been putting off looking for your kind of help. Are you getting a lot of calls on this first business day of the new year?
Oh, we are. Every time one line is hung up, another phone line rings. As I look down at my phone right here, every line is busy right now. And this started actually last week when people realized it was truly going to happen and is going to continue for weeks to come, even if there's a quick settlement, because it'll take a while for people to get their back pay.
Steve Bauer is the executive director of the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. We reached him at his office in Littleton, Colorado. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.